4 minutes until 8 o'clock on AM 1490. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. Want to remind you that at the conclusion of the Naples-Greenwich game, we will be airing on tape delay Fairfield as they are on the road to take on Wake Forest. Now let's go back out to Rob, Jason, and Nick for more Greenwich Cardinals football.
All right, Sean Kilkelly, thank you very much. Start of the second quarter from Staver Field in Naples, Florida. The Cardinals down 10-0. The Golden Eagles now will line up from left to right with a second and four at their own 37-yard line. Ball on the near side hash marks. More of a royal, not quite navy blue uniform. Perhaps it is a navy as Wingate goes to pass and he completes it to the near sideline as Kavanaugh and CJ Cece drive Cody Frank out of bounds right near first down yardage at the 42-yard line. I started to say, talking about the uniforms of the Golden Eagles, it is a pretty solid navy the closer I look at it, with white block numerals with a gold outline to them. They have gold stripes on their pants as well. A navy blue helmet with an eagle on each side. I think that pretty much clears up all the fashion for tonight. Actually, I do have one extra note about it. It's coming up. First down. Back to throw Wingate. Deep ball near sideline. Looking for Frankie. Overthrows him out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Matched up with John Kavanaugh. You talk about the Cardinals coming down to Florida from the chilly northeast. They're wearing pants and very small socks. Pants go just below the knee, and they've got almost, not quite ankle socks. Socks hit them just above the ankles. Now look at the Golden Eagles. Again, same kind of pants, just over the knee, but much higher socks with a gold stripe on them that, just something. Second and 10 at the 43 following the incompletion. Hide in the backfield. It's Wingate running it, and a flag down. The play got whistled dead. A false start,
offsides.
Second penalty of the night.
Offsides against Naples. And, Rob, one other score to pass along, other than the Staples-New Canaan game, which is obviously a big game. The winner goes to the FCAC championship. We can tell you the Trinity Catholic tonight in the Battle of Stamford Schools is beating Stamford High School 14-0 at the half.
Stamford has had a very, very rough year. In fact, it's been, after thinking it might be a very promising year for Stamford football, it really kind of turned into a rough year. Second and 15 following the penalty back at the Naples 38. On a draw, the handoff goes to Hyde, and Hyde runs it up the middle, breaks a tackle, and he will get back toward the original line of scrimmage as he's brought down by Cece and Dunster across the 45. They'll mark him down at the 48-yard line, so a gain of just about 10. Third coming up, and let's call it six indeed. You might be able to hear the public address announcer. His name is Tim Hancock, and Nick, you and he became great friends tonight. He was just wonderful to you.
Yeah, he's been very helpful, definitely giving us a lot of information about Naples with pronunciation and other facts that we might be able to use for our broadcast.
Three receivers set. Wingate looks right, fires, and too high, intended for Frank in Cardinal territory at the 44-yard line, covered by Cece and Dunster. In theory, perhaps the Golden Eagles will punt it away, but we will see as it brings up fourth, and they're calling it five.
Yeah, they're bringing the punting team on, Rob, and what they're looking here to do is to knock Greenwich deep in their own territory.
But we know they have some misdirection and some dipsy doodles they like to throw on their punting team as well, but doesn't appear to be the case here. John Kavanaugh stands back at his own 19-yard line. Randolph to punt it away. Ball marked at the 48. Long time. Now the snap comes off, and Randolph does indeed get into it. He drives Kavanaugh away from the ball, this rolling and downed at the 5.
And a very good punt, and Greenwich will start deep in their own territory. So,
46-yard punt and no return. Some other reminders for you about Cardinal football here on WGCH, brought to you by Minchin, Buick, Pontiac, and GMC. And we welcome VivaPop.com to our roster. That's the go-to website for everything Greenwich. And, of course, Garden Catering. Frank Carpentieri is down here in Naples. I saw him a couple of times this week. From platters to complete service, they can customize the party to meet your budget. Garden Catering, home of the high school special. If you live outside of the Fairfield County area, even Westchester County, where Garden Catering has a couple locations, make the trip. They're great, and Nick's related to them. But Nick's related to everybody. First down at the Cardinals 6 in the shadow of the Golden Eagles' southern end zone. Handoff goes right. Kavanaugh stringing it to the outside, turns it upfield. He'll get about 3, close to the 9-yard line. Pushed out of bounds by Jay Bonnequist.
Rob, very important here for the Cardinals to get a good drive here. Defensively, they just held, and they did a good job. Now they have the ball. It's very important that they get a drive. And if they can put some points up here, even the better. But I think the fact that defensively they were able to hold Naples, get the ball back, should give them some confidence and give their defense a blow.
No doubt about it. They certainly need something, as we said, positive to happen. And anything at this point would look good. Again, down 10-0 as we play here with 9:52 to play in the first half. Second and 6 at the 10 on the sweep. Left, it is Myers, and Myers hit at the line of scrimmage. He is able to lean for an extra yard as he's taken down by his counterpart Lane McCombs, who also wears 44. So Myers, being very physical with the ball, he's able to get 2 because he was stopped right at the line of scrimmage, but it's still 3rd and 6.
Showing that great playmaking ability that Myers has, not able to get a huge gain, but something that could have been either no gain or a loss, he was able to break into a small gain for the Cardinals. And you want to just keep that ball moving forward at the very least.
Ricky Rashika checks back in at tight end. He brings the play from Coach Rich Albanizio. Cardinals down 10-0 with 9:05 to go in the first half. 3rd and 4 at the Greenwich 11 in shotgun. Stafford looks, fires, had Myers in the flat. It was a low pass. It is complete, but it's really right back to the line of scrimmage. And the shame of it is, it was a low throw, and Myers would have gotten the first down. There's no doubt about it.
He had a lot of running space, and Stafford is going to be very disappointed in himself because he knows that he can hit him on that pass anytime.
Cardinals now will be forced to punt, and Naples should get the ball in very good field position, Rob.
They should, as Frank stands at midfield. We talked about the punt blocking ability of the Golden Eagles. Good snap. Time and good blocking by the Cardinals. Stafford gets it off. Frank takes it on the run at the 48. Runs upfield, turns left, has some running room to the far sideline, and then hit hard at the 33-yard line. Bringing the hammer. What a shock, Jeff DeVico.
And Rob, Naples will have the ball in great field position, and this is not what Coach Albanizio, I'm sure, wanted to, was to have his defense back out on the field.
This portion of Greenwich Cardinals football brought to you by Carl Chevrolet Hummer on Elm Street in New Canaan, or online at carldirect.com, and by Packages Plus and More, the area's premier packing and shipping specialist, located in the Mill Pond Shopping Center in Cos Cob. Wingate will line up under center with Julian Gerbeau wide right. Derek Delgado is to the left, faking the option. It's a handoff that pushes up the middle with Carlos Hyde, gang tackled with, among others, one of Nick's favorite players, Shane Kelly, bringing him down.
Shane Kelly getting in there, making a huge play defensively, and I'm very proud of him, just for the record.
And also just for the record, Nick spent large chunks of time with Shane Kelly and family. Well, maybe not with Shane himself, because the Cardinal players, the Cardinal players were fairly relaxed over at the hotel. We even stopped over and talked with them for quite a while, but I know you didn't go out to dinner with Shane.
No, unfortunately, I was not able to.
We have an official timeout on the field right now as a Cardinal is having an equipment problem. It happens to be Ryan Benincasa. So many Cardinal families down here. We felt almost like mini celebrities when we walked into the Cardinal Hotel today.
A bunch of families came down for the trip. A lot of grandparents, a lot of aunts, uncles coming down to see their nephews and playing.
2nd and 8 after a gain of 2. Handoff nearly falling down was Pratt, but Pratt ducks down and gets good yardage near a first down at the 25-yard line in Greenwich territory. That's good enough for just about 7. It'll bring him up about a yard shy of the first down.
Rob, I mentioned before about the Naples head coach, Bill Kramer, who is their all-time winningest coach, coming in tonight with a record of 90-27. But he shares the wealth, so to speak, in their yearbook, or I should say their program book. He lists his two assistant coaches, Coach Dollar and Coach Horn, along with him. You know, he believes you're only as good as your assistants, so he does share the wealth.
3rd and 2 at the Cardinal 25, 6:45 remaining in the half, 10-0 Naples. Wingate on the option, turns it upfield and is hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be put down. They'll mark him. Now, it was DeVico and Myers on the stop. They've got him marked at the 25-yard line, really the original line of scrimmage. And again, another fairly questionable mark because he really was pushed at least a yard back, guys. Let's be honest, Nick.
Yeah, it was a big defensive stop. He tried to do his shuffle move, which has been working all night. Wasn't able to juke them, and they just leveled him. But questionable spot.
Rob, interesting here, fourth down before Naples chose to go for a field goal. Here, it looks like they're going for it.
They sure are. Fourth and two at the 25. Crowd starts to rise with 5:58 to go in the first half. Wingate takes, gives it off. It's Pratt. Pratt up the middle. Pratt bringing it near side. Touchdown. That was the danger of running the play. That you stack the line of scrimmage and hopefully the hole opens and the hole erupted. Pratt for 25 and a Naples touchdown.
And Rob, you know, you talk about back-breaking plays and there's still a lot of time left in this game, but you get the feeling that on that play right there, a fourth and two, Naples now jumping out to a 16-0 lead with the extra point pending. Could turn out to be just a huge play in the game.
Randolph on for the extra point. Snap is good. It's low. Kick up. Got the distance, and it is good. 5:50 to go in the first half. Naples 17, Greenwich nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
The voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football. Don't forget, immediately following this game, it will be Fairfield basketball, as the Stags are visiting Wake Forest. Now let's go back out to Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri.
As Kavanaugh and Myers wait for the kickoff. Thank you, Sean. Randolph gets into it. This will go out of the back of the end zone. Kavanaugh, watch this one go. This field nearly surrounded by streets. We mentioned the Golden Gate Parkway at the south end zone. There's another road in back of the far side bleachers where the Cardinal fans are sitting rather quietly right now. That was the original set of bleachers here before they built the bleachers on this side of the field where we are. That is on the west side of the field. Staver Field with a rather large press box over there. So the rare dual press boxes here at Staver Field. First down at the Cardinal 20. Stafford complete in the flat to Myers, who stretches for an extra yard to the 26-yard line. That's good enough for six.
Rob, I must give a shout-out to Meg Tiley. She is back home in Connecticut. She is a former athletic director at Fairfield, and she is a work colleague of mine. And I must give her some kudos. Her parents are down here. They live down here. She gave us a couple of great recommendations of restaurants. One of them we enjoyed a lot last night.
So much so that we actually made a friend in the waitress who told us she was coming to the game, and sure enough, she found us before the game to say hello with one of her darling young children. Pitch right on second down. It's Myers, turns it upfield. He's pushed out of bounds near the 28-yard line. A group of tacklers over there for the Golden Eagles, led by Josh Elizondo. It brings up another third down with 5:33 to go in the first half, and the Cardinals now down 17-0.
And Rob, once again here, the Cardinals need to come up with a big offensive play. They need to get some momentum on their side.
Third and three. Stafford running it himself, pushing the pile. He's going to come up short, guys. Unless they give him forward progress to the 31, I can't see how this is a first down. It was a third and three. He gets to the 30, maybe the 30 and a half. They gave him a first down. Good night. I'm going home. Taking my ball and going home. I don't get this.
But just what the Cardinals needed, Rob. They did need a little bit of a break, and the Cardinals will definitely take that.
How many people are here? There's a mall across the street. They're being used as part of the parking lot for this game tonight. First down at the 31-yard line. Stafford waits in shotgun. He takes, looking left. Now starts to run with it. He's got some running room. Plenty of running room. 35, 40, and takes a pop and gets pushed out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Waiting to greet him was Miguel De La Cruz. As Stafford gets some good yardage upfield, he'll go for nearly 13 yards and a first down.
You know, guys, I have been a lot of football games, and I know that, Nick, you even commented on this. I've never seen such an array of cheerleaders. The Naples cheerleaders, they have such a big group of cheerleaders. It's incredible, the numbers that they have.
Back to that thought after the first down. Stafford in shotgun, play fake, and then he gives it to Myers. Myers able to penetrate for a moment. Move him up for maybe a yard or two. And, of course, the Cardinal cheerleaders are here, and I saw them at the pool today, of course, all lounging out near the pool, I should say, at the hotel. And in talking to Lacey Mazzilli, she said, well, they're giving out these great T-shirts that they're selling here at the game. Why aren't our names on it? I said, Lacey, I take care of you. I'm always happy to talk about all of you on the radio, and, well, we're doing our best.
And, you know, Rob, we were walking billboards today with those shirts on, and we headed down to the beach.
Yeah, we sure were.
Made our way through...
Second and eight. Sweep to the near side. It's a handoff that takes a little time to get going with Dunster. He'll get a couple. It goes to the 47. That should set up a third and six. But, Nick, really, the Cardinals having trouble offensively, and part of the reason is they're really not able to get the spread offense going with Stafford throwing the ball.
No, they're not. But what's a little upsetting about this is Stafford, his receivers are getting open. He's off a little bit on his passes. They should keep giving it some time because right now running is definitely not going to work against this speedy Naples defense.
Third and six, play action. Stafford rolls, fires, finds Kavanaugh, gets a block. It's a first down into Golden Eagle territory at the 40-yard line. That goes for 13 and a first down. And we've talked about so many different elements of this group tonight here at Staver Field. One of the things we should mention, and this is a huge credit to these people here, when the Cardinals took the field for the first time tonight, not only were the Cardinal fans going nuts, the Naples fans with some really nice applause, and that's so great to see considering all the rhetoric that went into this game. First down at the Golden Eagle 40. Dunster lines up near side left, back to the ground. It's Kavanaugh, and he does get up the middle, taken down by Lane McCombs, to get to the 35-yard line. That's enough for five, and it'll bring up second and five.
Rob, you're absolutely right. The Naples fans, parents, have shown themselves to be very classy.
Second and five at the 35 with 3:05 to go in the first half. In shotgun, right back to the ground, and it's a fake. It's Stafford running with it, who's tripped up. He'll get a first down, but I'll tell you, for a moment there, Stafford looked like he might take it to the house. Looked like he was brought down by Jay Bonnequist.
Yeah, Stafford is definitely a great athlete. He has a lot of speed, and he just showcased on that run and an earlier run on this drive. And right now, the Cardinals are getting things moving with a good mix of running the ball and passing the ball. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see a pass on this down or the next one.
First down at the Golden Eagle 25-yard line. The ball on the far hash mark. Dunster will go right. Trevor Lattimore to the left. Myers lined up slot right. Play fake to Kavanaugh. Rolling left to Stafford. He's going to have to avoid pursuit. Now he fires high and bobbled and incomplete. Through the arms of Cody Gifford at the five. And then Gifford looked like he slowed up the ball. He was the intended receiver, at least I think so. But Trevor Lattimore had a shot at it at the goal line.
It was almost a perfect case of the tip drill where it looked like Lattimore was going to be able to catch that.
We also have a flag down at the 30. This looks like a holding call, the first of the night, going against the Cardinals. The Cardinals have backed up. Naples, by the way, has a monster, and I mean huge, band that is warming up with a dance team and everything. It was a hold against the Cardinals. They are warming up in the north end zone, getting ready for what should be a fairly lengthy halftime show. It is homecoming night here for the Golden Eagles.
It is homecoming. They had a parade before the game. Naples has an enrollment of 1,743 kids compared to Greenwich, who has an enrollment of 2,770.
Naples likes to play themselves off as a small school. I'm not sure that's flying with me. First and 25. Stafford runs with it, takes it himself. He gets a big chunk of yardage as he turns it right and gets back to the 30-yard line. That's enough for 10, and it will set up what looks like second and close to 15. 2:11 to go in the first half. The Cardinals down 17-0, and really, let's face it, in fairly desperate straits for some points.
Yeah, they're not doing a lot offensively on their previous drives, but right now they're getting good offensive movement, so let's hope that continues for them.
Second and 15, quick pass, complete. Kavanaugh takes a pop, stays on his feet. He'll get inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. It looked like he took a big hit from Marshall Baker.
Rob, it's essential here that the Cardinals put up points. The good thing here is they are running some clock here, and if they can score right before halftime, that should give the Cardinals some momentum. It looks like we have a timeout on the field.
They finally do take a timeout. That is their first of the first half. It comes with a minute 38 to go in the half as we get ready for the Toyota of Greenwich halftime report. Brought to you by Toyota of Greenwich, 75 East Putnam Avenue in Cass Cobb. We don't want to forget our other sponsors on the night. Folks like Porcelli's Food Mart of Cass Cobb and Old Greenwich for over 57 years in the Greenwich community, and Carl Chevrolet Hummer on Elm Street in New Canaan or online at carldirect.com. Maybe the biggest question of the night, did we all get to the beach? And the answer is absolutely we did. Each one of us in one way, shape, or form got to the beach. Nick kind of showed up without us, I might add, and then left, while Jason and I, we got over there and at least stuck our toes in the water.
Yeah, stuck our toes in the water. We saw some great fishing, Rob. There was some great fishing going on over there, and it was tremendous over there. I mean, this Naples, for anybody who has not been out there or been here, you definitely have to check it out.
But let's face it, we were talking to the mother of Naples player A.J. Michelli, who goes by the nickname of Stub. They've had the Stub Club in his honor, and the reality is, she said to me, this is cold weather for us down here. Third and four at the 19. Stafford, direct snap, going to try to bounce it outside. He's not going to be able to do it. Hit hard at the 21. A host of tacklers led by Lane McCombs. It's fourth down with a minute 21 to go in the half and the clock continuing to run.
Nick, very important for the Cardinals to put up points. You as a former player of Coach Albanese, as I know that this has got to be very big for the Cardinals to go in with some momentum.
Absolutely. They want to try to get some points on the board right now. I was a little surprised on that third down call, but we can get back to that in a bit.
Fourth and four. Play fake, rolling left. Stafford's going to try to find something. He's got to get rid of the ball, and down he goes.
And right there, Rob, Naples showing their defensive toughness, getting to Stafford, sacking him, and now we'll take over with the ball. And it'll be interesting to see if they are content with a 17-0 lead at half to run the clock out, or will they put it in the air?
Lane McCombs with the sack. Stafford had to get rid of the ball. He couldn't do it. He held on to it and was taken down for a loss of seven. Tell you what, Naples is not content to run out the clock. Wingate's going to go into shotgun. He sends receivers to each side. Coney Frank, the near side right receiver, stands waiting for it, takes it on first down. Play fake, now a draw. He hands it off, and it goes to Hyde. Trying to bounce it outside, he turns it up into the line with a flag coming in at the 28-yard line and 49 seconds to go in the first half. Holding against
Naples.
Carl Chevrolet Hummer brings you this portion of Cardinal football. They're on Elm Street in New Canaan or online at carldirect.com. And Packages Plus and More, the area's premier packing and shipping specialist, located in the Mill Pond Shopping Center in Cass Cobb.
Rob, we should add, we gave the score before, 7-7 New Canaan and Staples at halftime. Our condolences do go out to Lou Marinelli and his family. His mom passed away yesterday, and our condolences go out to her. And I'm sure those New Canaan kids are playing with a lot of emotion tonight for their coach.
Indeed. First down at the 16-yard line. They'll run a little misdirection and go right up the middle with Pratt.
And it looks to me like, Rob, they're content here just to run it out.
Now it does look indeed to be the case. The Golden Eagles with all three timeouts, but they're not even thinking in terms of those. No. With a half minute to go in the first half. Sean Kilkelly in the halftime extravaganza coming up, and I believe he will also try to chat with Bob Huesler covering the Fairfield basketball game tonight. Fairfield and Wake Forest, Bob Huesler perhaps at halftime. A man in motion on this third down play, checking as a second down, bringing it near side is Pratt, running with it with a flag down. He's pushed out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Dunster and Sutton over there. That'll stop play with 5.5 left on the clock, and it's a hold going against the Golden Eagles. So the Eagles have not been perfect. They've been penalized four times tonight for 35 yards. But they do lead 17-0 with 5.5 to go in the first half. On a scoreboard that is in that Golden Eagle navy blue, as we discussed. And at the top of it, it says 2001 Class 5A Football State Champions. And, of course, in this day and age, you always have to have some kind of a sponsor, and an automotive group sponsors that scoreboard. In Greenwich, of course, it's the fabulous Greenwich Old Timers Athletic Association scoreboard. Second and 25, Wingate does drop back, brings it near side. It is complete. Dancing out of a tackle is Frank to get upfield.
That's the last play of the
half,
but that
will be the last play of the first half. So after one half, it's not disastrous, but it's not great. The end of the first half, scoreboard shows Naples 17 and the Cardinals nothing. And kind of the way folks were drawing it up early on, maybe not a true big blowout, but Naples very comfortably ahead.
And dominating, Rob. They've been very dominating. I've been very impressed with the Naples defense. When they've had to make a big play, they've made it. And offensively on that fourth down and two play, they converted a touchdown. So the Cardinals are making their way, it appears, into the locker room, where traditionally they usually don't go in the locker room. But in this case, they are. They are running off of the field and headed to their locker room.
Well, just not, and nothing's really going too well for the Cardinals right now offensively. I was surprised on that third down play on that last drive that they ended up going for a run attempt instead of passing the ball. Stafford, they were looking definitely for that run. He's been doing it all along that drive. He had a 4-yard run, then a 12-yard run. They were looking for it, and that's what they were expecting. And Coach Albanese made that call, which is a little questionable, not just in hindsight, but I'm surprised he doesn't throw on that play.
Again, we have reached the end of the first half. Sean Kilkelly in the studio for the halftime extravaganza brought to you by Toyota of Greenwich, 75 East Putnam Avenue in Kos Kob. Our halftime score, the Naples Golden Eagles 17, the Greenwich Cardinals nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.